American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 4B. Hello, open your booklets to the activities for Tape 4B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences and then answer the questions. Number 1. Attach. Attach. The secretary's attaching a list of emergency numbers to each phone. The secretary's attaching a list of emergency numbers to each phone. What's the secretary doing? She's attaching a list of emergency numbers to each phone. Number 2. Go out. Go out. Went out. Went out. Gone out. Gone out. Look, the candle has already gone out. Look, the candle has already gone out. What happened to the candle? It went out. Number 3. Produces. Produces. The generator produces electricity. The generator produces electricity. What does the generator do? It produces electricity. Number 4. Protect. Protect. Dark glasses protect your eyes from the sun. Dark glasses protect your eyes from the sun. What do dark glasses do? They protect your eyes from the sun. Number 5. Run. Run. The computers are running fine today. The computers are running fine today. Are the computers running all right? Yes, they're running fine. Number 6. Ken's going to run a wire from this wall over to the end of the house. Ken's going to run a wire from this wall over to the end of the house. What's Ken going to do? He's going to run a wire from this wall over to the end of the house. Number 7. Switch on. Switch on. Switch off. Switch off. Switch on the light when you arrive, but make sure you switch it off when you leave. Switch on the light when you arrive, but make sure you switch it off when you leave. What should you do about the light? You should switch it on when you arrive and switch it off when you leave. Number 8. Powerful. powerful. Electricity is very powerful. Electricity is very powerful. What is powerful? Electricity is powerful. John is a very powerful man. John is a very powerful man. What kind of man is John? He's a very powerful man. Number 9, power. Power. The computer needs electrical power to run. The computer needs electrical power to run. What does the computer need to run? It needs power. The owner of this company has a lot of power. The owner of this company has a lot of power. Who has a lot of power? The owner of this company. Number 10, production. Production. Our production was low last month, but it's much better this month. Our production was low last month, but it's much better this month. What was low last month? The production was low. Number 11, protection. Protection. Janie's out in that storm with no protection. No raincoat, no umbrella, nothing. Janie's out in that storm with no protection. No raincoat, no umbrella, nothing. Does Janie have any protection from the storm? No, she doesn't have any protection from the storm. Number 12, screw. Screw. There's a screw missing from the light switch. And it's about to fall off. There's a screw missing from the light switch. And it's about to fall off. What's missing from the light switch? A screw is missing. Number 13, screwdriver. Screwdriver. Mark needs a screwdriver to tighten the doorknob. Mark needs a screwdriver to tighten the doorknob. What does Mark need to tighten the doorknob? He needs a screwdriver. Number 14, shock. Shock. Jane got a shock when she touched the wire. Jane got a shock when she touched the wire. What happened to Jack when he touched the wire? He got a shock. Number 15, short. Short. The lamp's not working right. There must be a short in the wire. The lamp's not working right. There must be a short in the wire. What's wrong with the lamp? It's not working, so there must be a short in the wire. Number 16, switch. Switch. Mike replaced the switch on the computer. Mike replaced the switch on the computer. What did Mike replace? He replaced the switch on the computer. Number 17, bare wire. Bare wire. Be careful. That bare wire could kill you. Be careful. That bare wire could kill you. Is the bare wire dangerous? Yes, it is. It could kill you. Number 18. Use. Use. This telephone is not for personal use. This telephone is not for personal use. Can I use this phone to call my brother? No, you can't. It's not for personal use. Look at figure 2. Listen to the examples. Roger doesn't want to go to Aunt Julia's house. I don't want to go to her house. Either. Roger doesn't want to go to Aunt Julia's house, and I don't either. Repeat. Roger doesn't want to go to Aunt Julia's house, and I don't either. David didn't go to the party. John didn't go to the party. Neither. Repeat. David didn't go to the party, and neither did John. Now combine the two sentences in your book. Use the word you hear. Number 1. Johnny can't finish his dinner. I can't finish mine. Neither. Johnny can't finish his dinner, and neither can I. Repeat. Johnny can't finish his dinner, and neither can I. Number 2. I'm not driving in this storm. Dana isn't driving in this storm either. I'm not driving in this storm, and Dana's not driving in it either. Repeat. I'm not driving in this storm, and Dana's not driving in it either. Number 3. George is not staying late again tonight. Bob's not staying late tonight. Neither. George is not staying late again tonight, and neither is Bob. Repeat, George is not staying late again tonight, and neither is Bob. Number 4. They aren't paying extra for this. We aren't paying extra for this. Neither. They aren't paying extra for this, and neither are we. Repeat, they aren't paying extra for this, and neither are we. Number 5. Tim's not jogging tonight. I'm not jogging tonight. Either. Tim's not jogging tonight, and I'm not either. Repeat, Tim's not jogging tonight, and I'm not either. Number 6. Lieutenant Ross can't go to the retirement party. Captain Thomas can't go to the party, either. Lieutenant Ross can't go to the retirement party, and Captain Thomas can't go either. Repeat, Lieutenant Ross can't go to the retirement party, and Captain Thomas can't go either. Now look at figure 3. Take a moment and read the questions. You'll hear an announcement. Listen closely. You'll have to write answers to questions about the announcement. You will hear the announcement twice. The International Fair starts Friday, September 18th, and ends Sunday, September 27th. There is a $4.50 charge to enter. There will be food and entertainment from all over the world. The hours will be from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m., Monday through Friday, and from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. Hope to see you there. The International Fair starts Friday, September 18th, and ends Sunday, September 27th. There is a $4.50 charge to enter. There will be food and entertainment from all over the world. The hours will be from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m., Monday through Friday, and from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. Hope to see you there. Now answer these questions. Number 1. When does the International Fair start? Number 2. When does it end? Number 3. How much does it cost to enter? Number 4. Can you eat there? Number 5. What are the hours of the fair? Let's check your answers. Number 1. When does the International Fair start? It starts Friday, September 18th. Number 2. When does it end? Sunday, September 27th. Number 3. How much does it cost to enter? $4.50. Number 4. Can you eat there? Yes, you can. There will be food from all over the world. Number 5. What are the hours of the fair? The fair is open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, and from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday. This is the end of Tape 4B, Book 17.